Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bills Steelers Sunday night at Heinz Field. Looks like Juju Smith-Schuster and James Conner will return. How much will that help Duck Hodges? We'll ask Bruce Gradkowski at 3 o'clock. Arthur Motes joins us every Tuesday. He's a former Bill and former Steeler. And December 27th, he's got an event here at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook from 4 to 6. Where you can win a copy of his new book, Motes, The Theory of Life. That's going to go to the first 50 people who register at our website, 937thefan.com, to meet Arthur Motes, food, drinks, and a copy of his book. And, of course, you get to hang out with Arthur.
So. Who's the greatest?
Not bad.
Okay, folks, Chris. Hold on. Pony's going to describe what we're going to do here quickly, but allow me 20 seconds. Where are you from originally? What town? In New York. What's the name of it?
New Hartford.
New Hartford, New York. The pride of New Hartford, I'd imagine. It doesn't sound like a very big town. Now, Andrew's a very smart sportsman. That's why he does this job. That's why he does national radio. He has been getting these questions right before he's looked at the answers. You guys are all Pittsburgh sports fans. All of you. I'm a Ross Township man now living in Carnegie. You have humiliated yourselves through multiple days of this contest. No one's getting anything right. And you call yourselves great sports fans. Folks, if you're on the line trying to win this board game, would you please focus in and please bring the goods and bring some dignity back?
And I had a premonition before today's show that the luck was going to change today. That after the numerous listeners that have been stumped, some of them have even cursed on the air, they've been so flabbergasted, that today the worm was going to turn for our loyal listeners.
Okay.
It is a Pittsburgh against the world sports trivia game. I am not, like, messing with the questions and making them more difficult. These are the questions that come with the game. The winner gets the board game. Therefore, they have something to do with their family over the holidays. They don't have to make small chit-chat and stupid politics talk and other things. You actually have a game to play.
You don't have to ask about how your grandmother's cats are doing.
There you go, Chris. Perfect. Who wants to have that conversation? Cats, right?
Little Whiskers.
I'm more of a dog man. It's not even close, really.
Yeah, there's okay. No competition there.
So here we go.
Just like it's been no competition with
you ready?
This.
I got a good feeling.
All right.
It's a free game for the holidays. You can cross a gift off your list, put it in a stocking for a big Pittsburgh sports fan in your life.
You're going to be a hero until they realize that they can't get any of these either.
Let's start with Jack in Elwood. Jack, how long have you been a Steelers fan?
Let's say 25 years or so.
Favorite Steeler of all time?
Favorite Steeler, the bus, without a doubt.
Okay. We're rocking and rolling now. Here's the question, Jack. Six different Steelers have 80 or more receptions in a season. Name four of them.
Oh, my Lord, you guys are killers. I'm going to say Lynn Swan.
Nope. Talk to you later.
Jeez, are you kidding me?
No.
What is going on here?
I like this next one because I'm a big fan of this name. Janine in Rochester. Janine, how long you been a Steelers fan?
50 years.
50 years, right on the big 5-0. Who's your favorite Steeler of all time?
Lambert.
Cool.
She's a defense woman. Well, but she might know wide receivers.
I think she's well-rounded. Janine, six different Steelers have 80 or more receptions in a season as a member of the Steelers. Name four of them.
Stallworth.
One.
Lewis Lips.
Nope. No. Lewis Lips. You know, if you're smart and you're listening and you're on hold, you hear some right answers, you hear some wrong answers, you do something with that, okay?
This is just bumming me out immeasurably.
Ken is in Pleasant Hills. Let's hope we have a pleasant conversation
here with
Kenny.
There are two layups here.
Ken, how long have you been a Steelers fan? How long have you been a Steelers fan for?
All my life.
All your life.
Ken, you basically should have three. Janine gave a right answer, and there should be two other ones that are absolute layups,
Ken,
here. Come on, Ken.
Favorite Steeler of all time?
Paul Mahler.
Sweet. Should be in the Hall of Fame. All right. Six different Steelers have 80 or more receptions in a season. Name four of them.
Stallworth.
That's one.
A.B.?
That's two. You're halfway home, Ken.
Ward?
That's three.
Oh, man.
Come on,
oh.
Ken. You're right there.
I'm going to say Plaxico Burress.
Nope. See you, Ken. Close but no cigar. Dave in Pittsburgh is going to redeem.
Just listen to what he said, Dave, and you've got your first three.
Dave,
you don't even have to think.
Dave, how long have you been a Steelers fan for?
Since 1984.
And your favorite Steeler of all time is?
Hans Ward the Wharton.
Okay. Six different Steelers have 80 or more receptions in a season. Name four of them.
Stallworth.
One.
A.B.
Two.
Hans Ward.
Three.
Oh, come on.
Juju.
Yes! You're a winner, Dave. Congratulations.
Unbelievable.
Put him on hold. Yes. Get his contact information.
Unbelievable. I got another one.
We're
I got
one for one today.
I think I got one of the hardest ones on there. Yancey Thigpen would have also been an acceptable answer.
You looked at this card.
No, I didn't. Look at one of the four I wrote down. I didn't even write down Juju.
Would you like a crack at the last remaining
Heath.
Name? No. It's actually kind of a trick
Charles
question.
Charles Johnson.
I don't say receiver because the last guy is not a receiver. He's a running
Le'Veon
back.
Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah. What did I tell you?
You had a good feeling
about
it today.
I had a great feeling.
You had more faith. And our buddy Dave, I don't even remember where Dave is from, but
he's
you know
what? He's from Pittsburgh. He's from the city.
I know. Okay. Dave.
He pays city tax.
Dave, you have blessed the street you live on with the honor of having your presence there. You, a knowledgeable man, Dave. Why does it feel like I should be doing the Al Michaels, Do You Believe in Miracles?
Pittsburgh versus the World Trivia Game. These are not easy questions. That come in this
felt like
game.
It was Pittsburgh versus common sense listening to the callers yesterday.
And we've got two more board games to give away. And I've got a strong
hold on,
feeling.
I'm gonna channel Jack Buck. Hey Dave, excuse me while I stand and applaud. Wow. Incredible. I feel like my pep talk worked. I'm not gonna lie to you.
You're gonna take credit now for
yes.
Dave?
Yes. I think my pep talk worked. I think most of the callers got closer today than they did until Dave won it previously. I think they were all inspired by me, the pride of Ross Township, the biggest Steelers fan this town has ever seen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.